ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Day, appearance day of Srimad Acharya. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text 19. Time to repeat.
Sitam,
Sitam,
Rajantam,
Rajantam,
Asinam,
Asinam,
Sayanam,
Sayanam,
Va,
Va,
Vashayam,
Vashayam,
Prekshaniya,
Sitam
Vrajantam Asinam
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Sitam
Vrajantam Asinam
Sitam Vrajantam Asinam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Sayanam Vaguhashayam
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Prekshaniyetam Yayat
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Shudabhavena Chetasa
Sitam
Standing
Vrajantam
Vrajantam
Moving
Moving
Asinam
Asinam
Sitting
Sitting
Sayanam
Sayanam
Lying down
Lying down
Va
Va
Or
Or
Guha Ashayam
Guha Ashayam
The Lord dwelling in the heart
The Lord dwelling in the heart
Prekshaniya
Prekshaniya
Beautiful
Beautiful
Itam
Itam
Pastime
Pastime
Jayet
Jayet
He should visualize.
He should visualize.
Shudabhavena.
Shudabhavena.
Pure.
Pure.
Chetasa.
Chetasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thus, always merged in devotional service, the yogi visualizes the Lord standing, moving, lying down, or sitting within him. For the pastimes of the Supreme Lord are always beautiful and attractive. Purport. The verses on the board?
Yes.
Purport. The process of meditating on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within oneself and the process of chanting the glories and pastimes of the Lord are the same. The only difference is that hearing and fixing the mind on the pastimes of the Lord is easier than visualizing the form of the Lord within one's heart, because as soon as one begins to think of the Lord, especially in this age, what happens?
Mind becomes disturbed.
Yeah, you've got the book. You're intelligent. Well, they didn't say sometimes to write things down and remember things in this age. Certainly, the books are there. We have to associate with Prabhupada, with Krishna through these transcendental books. Many of you have got it on your mobile phone, I see. The mind becomes disturbed. As soon as you think of Krishna, as soon as we think of ourselves, of course we're very attentive. As soon as we think of Krishna, the mind wanders, huh? Lose interest. Prabhupada's indicating here, anyway. And due to such agitation, the process of seeing the Lord within the mind is interrupted. It's just like that with our japa. You know, there's different types of japa. We find, you know, Manasika japa, the Punksu japa, Vachika japa. And sometimes they always think, oh, I'm going to do Manasa japa. That's within the mind. Silent. Just meditating. But first of all, it's not recommended, particularly by our spiritual master. The effect of the holy name is only, the Lord only reciprocates if we follow the process given by his devotee, by his representative. He's not obligated, but he's not our servant, so to speak. He doesn't have to manifest himself just because we think he should. It's when we get the mercy of the pure devotee that the Lord manifests, if he so desires. And, you know, on top of that, Haridasa Thakur, of course, emphasizes how Vachika Japa is the recommended process. Because if you're chanting in the mind, how does it benefit others? You could say imperceptibly by the purity of one's consciousness, but if we're not on that advanced platform, there's no benefit for anyone else, practically speaking. And even for oneself, if the mind wanders, what's left? I think, no gain at all. Just might. But when we're chanting loudly, even if the mind is wandering, the sound vibration still purifies. Isn't it? Hi, Bob. Prabhu. Hi, Bob. Prabhu. Hi, Krishna. Hi, Bob. Hi, Krishna. Good to see you. Hi, Krishna. My God, brothers. So, the Haridasa Thakur recommends it much, 100 times better than silent chanting, because all living entities benefit from this type of service. Simply meditating on the Lord is wonderful for one's own benefit, you could say. But for the sake of other living entities, the loud chanting of the holy name is beneficial to all. Even Lord Chaitanya was talking with Haridasa Thakur, and he was asking, how is it possible? I'm feeling so... Lord was feeling in this little anxiety. So Haridasa Thakur asked him, my Lord, how can I relieve you of your anxiety? Why are you feeling anxiety? He wanted to relieve it. That's what Prabhupada said, it's the nature of a devotee. He wants to relieve the distress of the Lord or the Lord's devotees. How you make advancement. Not just thinking how you can relieve your own distress. We tend to be a bit self-centered sometimes. Of course we have to deal with that when it's necessary. But the mood of preacher is always thinking how to relieve the Lord's distress. The conditioned souls are in a consciousness of separation from Krishna. And Krishna is not enjoying their association. He's not even, could have more pleasure than like that, once we reconnect. So, Haridasa Thakur said to the Lord, how can I relieve you of your anxiety? The Lord said, well, I'm just in anxiety. How are all the non-moving living entities, all the trees and the plants and the stones, how will they be delivered? Haridasa Thakur, my Lord, please, do not be in anxiety. By the loud chanting of the holy name, they will all be delivered. By the loud chanting. Chant loud, Lord Chaitanya would. Sometimes, of course, he may chant as he wishes, but he's the source of everything. But generally, at least in public, he would chant loud and very loud, so people could hear him. So the stones would hear. Haridasa Thakur said, would you hear an echo, my Lord? That is a non moving living entity chanting back. The stones, rocks, whatever they are, boom. Somehow or another, whatever the level of consciousness is concerned, is that they're somehow or another getting benefited by the sound vibration of the holy name. So like that. Yeah, common sense. But their process is Vachika Japa. Even when we're chanting Japa, it doesn't mean we have to scream our heads off. But it should be verbal, oral. to hear, to we drink the nectar of Krishna Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, by oral reception. There's some beautiful verse. I think they're in the first canto, maybe seventh chapter or something. Describe this process of hearing. So Maharaj likes that beautiful verse. Perhaps you can, is the first canto here? Bhagavatam? Is it here? You can bring, please. Beautiful verses describing how we should hear this subject matter through oral reception.
Anato pashamam shakshat bhakti yoga madhokshajin lokasya jantra vipam chakrisatpata samhikam.
The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. And next verse.
Yasyam vaishuyamanayam Krishne Paramapurusha Bhaktirupajate Pumsa Shokamaha Mayapana.
I'm sorry, I didn't give the reference. This is 177. 177.
Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Nice verse. A beautiful purport by Prabhupada. Beautiful purport.
There are various senses of which the ear is the most effective. This sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect himself from the hands of the enemy while awake, but while asleep, one is protected by the ear only.
Thieves, they come very quietly not to wake you up when they do their little noise. Wake up. One can protect himself. The importance of hearing is mentioned here in connection with attaining the highest perfection of life, namely getting free from three material pangs. Everyone is full of lamentation. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the mirage of illusory things, and he is always afraid of his supposed enemy. These teachings which you're reading in today's verse of Lord Kapila Dev to his mother Devahuti began with this principle, you know. I'm suffering in this abyss of material existence. Please guide me, instruct me how I can get free of this entanglement in the material world. So in this chapter which we're reading here, Lord Kapila Dev is giving the process of meditation, yoga, the highest perfection, how to become free from our entanglement right now, where our senses are absorbed in the relative world around us, attached to all the relative objects around us, thus we have no attraction for Krishna consciousness. As soon as we hear about Krishna, oh, busy. Sometimes even Bhagavatam class, we suddenly find we're very busy as soon as the class begins. Prabhupada even said one time, you know, it's a very good cure for insomnia. Bhagavatam class. Sometimes you see, even see pictures, Prabhupada giving classes, sannyasis, they're maybe
humbly in samadhi, and their heads are on the floor, practically speaking. Advanced devotees, Bhagavad Tensha. There we have. I see that all of you have developed the taste here in the Mahaprabhu Mandir. There's lots of opportunity to hear and chant from Shastras. A wonderful thing to have that opportunity to. And we need a little help. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. We need a little help to see it. We tend to may see it through our perverted perception. We get some maybe not quite the right idea, the right understanding of what is there. It's still purifying. But when we hear in the association of devotees, this is the secret. Srimad Bhagavatam is to be heard, especially in the association of devotees. Not only increases the tongue vasangam, which is also by Lord Kapil, maybe that verse. It's a beautiful verse. If it's volume, I'm not even sure it could be. What number is that? Satanta Sangam on the Veda Sandhiva. The Lanti Vishana Sina Kedahan. Who remembers? What chapter is that? I can't remember the chapter. I thought it was 25, but it's wrong.
26. Huh? 25.
25, what verse number? Pardon?
25.
Oh, well, that's easy to remember. 25. Beautiful verses. Listen to these. These are some of my favorite sections of Bhagavatam. You know, every verse is complete, you know, empty. But this is that very section where Devahuti is asking how to get free of the knot, the entanglement of this material world. And he starts on 20. Let's go back to 20. 3, 25, 20. Pasanga majaram pashum atmana kavayo viduhu seva sarusha pito mokshaswaram apavitam. I see some of you very wonderfully study the Bhagavatam, you know, Bhakti Shastri or whatever. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. We mentioned that yesterday. And then a beautiful verse. Tatekshara karuna kala surida sarvadehinam ajata shatra vakshanta sarva saru bhushanaha. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, and he abides by the scriptures, and all of his characteristics are sublime, saru bhushana. They're all sublime. When we associate, that's how we pick up characteristics or qualities. So when we associate with such great souls, then those qualities start to develop in us. Qualities which are favorable for attracting Krishna's attention, his mercy. And of course, amongst those is practical devotional service. When we're in the association of devotees, we're enthusiastic for book distribution, or Harinam Sangatana, or worshipping the deity, or just being fully engaged in service. You become enthusiastic, isn't it? When you're in their association, whether it's reading Bhagavatam, or when you're with devotees who are enthusiastic to honor prasadam, you become very enthusiastic. It's a contagious disease. It's a dangerous movement. It's so contagious. They'll be writing that on the immigration. You come in, they say, you've got tuberculosis or something. You've got this very, very word about tuberculosis in Australia. They'll have you got the disease of, you know, attraction for devotional services? It'll be very dangerous, otherwise it might infect all the people of Australia. They don't come back here. Very contagious problem. I mean, what can you say? It is. Don't you tell me that Sangatana movement is like that? It just it awakens the fire. Here it said the fire of lamentation, but it awakens the fire of those something else, attraction towards Krishna is wonderful forms of service. We can't meditate on the form of the Lord, and even us Prabhupada says it's very difficult. But we can meditate on devotional service. Prabhupada said the best way to control the crazy mind is to think of ways to help spread Krishna consciousness in the world. Whatever little way we can, we may be in a situation where we're kind of physically locked up in the whatever, job, house, family, and so on. But But still, we can find so many wonderful ways to bring Krishna consciousness to others. That brings Krishna's mercy, service, devotional service through the pure devotee. It's not a concoction. That is another form of Krishna. His mercy coming through the pure devotee in the form of ways to engage our senses. Very wonderful. And by associating with devotees, that enthusiasm, that inclination awakens. The next verse, Lord Kapila Dev said, such a sadhu engages in staunch devotional service to the Lord without deviation. For the sake of the Lord, he renounces all other connections, such as family relations and friendly acquaintances with the world. These are the sadhus. They give everything up for the sake of pleasing the Lord and the benefit of others. Engaged constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. As Prabhupada was mentioning, it's easier to think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord than it may be to think of the form of the Lord. That's why one time Prabhupada said, Krishna performed so many pastimes in this world. We're only hearing a tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Just a few. Just like Prabhupada, one time Krishna kills one or two demons every day before he takes his breakfast. We're hearing only 20 or so in the Krishna Vimha. Imagine so many other types of whatever it is. And even if they're not there, Yogamaya arranges somehow or another that somehow or another it appears that a demon's there and Krishna has fun killing it. There's no demon. Even then, they still have. It's like boys, they play like that. Some of them play demons and they have such fun. They play games. The whole spiritual world is just fun. But Prabhupada said that Krishna performed so many pastimes. Why?
To attract.
Pardon?
To attract all of us.
To attract all of us. And specifically, Prabhupada said, so we have something to think about. In other words, what were we thinking about? What were we thinking? Think about our family, think about our health, think about our wealth, think about material sense enjoyments, and so many things. Now, of course, there are many devotional services we're thinking about. But the pastimes of the Lord are also there to hear. That's why Krishna Prabhupada brought Krishna book out practically before anything else. This is the first canto of Bhagavatam was there. But then he brought the Krishna book out. The 10th canto of Bhagavatam. All the pastimes of Krishna. Amazing. And I was distributing the people on the street. Mahavishnu Swami. Remember we were going out distributing the Krishna book on the street in 1972?
Yeah.
And earlier than that.
Boxes.
Pardon?
They were in little cardboard boxes.
Yeah, those beautiful trilogy. That beautiful blue, yellow and kind of box. Wasn't it? Really nice box. We used to break them up because it was difficult sometimes to sell the whole box. So we break them into three and give the last person a free box.
We used to have a pile. We used to have a big pile of empty boxes.
Yeah, sometimes. I like to give them away because it was such a nice box, you know. We like the box sometimes more than the book. Get a donation for the box. It's a fact that you send up a lot of empty boxes and stuff, but it was a really good box. And you still see those around sometimes, those Krishna. So wonderful. I saw the other day in someone's home. Where was that, Roshan? Do you remember? Were you with me that time when you saw that Bhagavad Gita? Original Gita?
That's in
someone's house. Anyway, wherever it was. Do you remember that the Bhagavad Gita, those old big, the old Macmillan ones, the big thick ones, the full version, soft bound? I saw a soft bound one in someone's house today. It looked as good as new. Maybe they never read it. But it was really good quality. It was really fantastic. It really stood out. You know. I was so inspired to see it. I mean, just go on the street. Fairly big book. I mean, it was actually bigger than, much bigger than this. I mean, it's not much bigger, but a little bit bigger than this. And a huge book. We're going out on the street, you know, just this enormous book, softbound. 1,000-page long softbound book to people on the streets in England. It was amazing. Mostly it was hippies. That was my experience. I wasn't very good at book distribution. It's mostly hippies who were, I sort of get to buy the books on, you know. They're not so much. But anyway, it was amazing to see. These books are amazing. And they're still there. Those books are so good quality. So good quality. He remained maybe a century. wonderment. And it's to help us become full of thoughts of Krishna. Full of thoughts of Krishna. Don't be a dummy. Don't be a stone. You have to wake up. There's no end of opportunity to become Krishna conscious. Everywhere we go. Everything is Krishna's energy. He's everywhere. And we need to remind it. Bhagavad Gita reminds us how we can remember Krishna and everything and everywhere and everyone. No matter how nice they are to us. Or not so nice to us. We can remember Krishna and everything. That's the idea. If we don't, as this verse says here, because they're full of thoughts of Krishna, whatever form it takes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes it's, well, sometimes, all times we can say that out. We may not be able to think of Krishna, but we can chant Hare Krishna. That's also Krishna. Nanda reminds us of Krishna. Happiness or distress? Chuge, zuke, duke, bulona ko. Padane harina kurure. Whether happy or distressed, always fill your lips with the holy name. Vihe tako, mani tako, sada hari boli tako. Whether you're a grihasta or a renunciate, always chant the holy name. This is the means. Getting out of maya, out of the material entanglement. Remembering Krishna. He deals. Bhagavad Gita is directed towards remembering Krishna. It's not a treatise to try to, you know, make a material sojourn successful in and of itself, as some people think. It's Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to help us to become freed of the entanglement of this material energy. These instructions of the Lord are, it's like a cut. Jindanti Kovidastasya. Kovidkarakavitam. By remembering Yodana Jasana Yukta Karma Gwantanya Bandhana Kovidastasya Kovidkarakavitam. By remembering the personality of Godhead, intelligent persons cut the binding knot of reaction word karma. By remembering the personality of Godhead, therefore, who will not pay attention to his messages? Because Matai Kenaman Sa Bhagavan Sattatam Padhi Shotavya Shotavya Kitavis Chatyaya Puchas Chinkyadyam. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead. This is our business. This is Prabhupada's ISKCON. It's to give us an opportunity for 24 hours a day, somehow or another, being engaged in hearing with Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Ashram, Dandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Akmani, Vedam, somehow or another, engaged in service, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, befriending, whatever it is, offering everything to Krishna, whatever we can do, but somehow to try to connect in our lives to Krishna. This is the perfection. So we heard yesterday about Ambrish Maharaj, shall we fully engage his senses, everyone, in the service of Krishna. His eyes in seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, his ears in hearing the pastime for the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, his nose smelling the incense and flowers offered to the Lord, his tongue in chanting the glories of the Lord and honoring prasadam, his arms in cleaning the temple of the Lord, his legs in walking to the temple of the Lord, his body in embracing the devotees, in serving the devotees, his mind focused on another all the time on the Lord. Perfection. By hearing about these great devotees, trying to hear their instructions attentively, This natural tendency awakens within our heart. We want to. Sure, material desires come along. The mind never stops filling up. Desires are always coming and going, but we don't have to listen to them. We don't have to embrace them. Well, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just like we were reading yesterday, Haridas Thakur. When the prostitute, material desires are like prostitutes. When the prostitute Hirabai, Lakshmi Hirabai came along and she tried to tempt him, what did he do? He's teaching us a lesson. What did he do?
He kept chanting.
He chanted. What else did he do?
He fetched her.
Eventually he did, yes, apparently. even said, "Oh, I'm very sorry, I made a vow to chant 1 billion names, and I haven't finished my vow. I shall, when I finish my vow, I will satisfy whatever you want." She was confident that she was going to fulfill her mission. Haridas Thakur was just chanting day and night, totally fixed in Acharya. We can only follow in the footsteps of Namacharya, or whatever way Srila Prabhupada has given us. But he had no disturbance. In fact, he said, when eventually, after 3 days was up, she surrendered to him because she became so purified in his association. And she sat there. He left her there, and she stayed there 24 hours chanting Hare Krishna. And he left. He went home, I swear. But she stayed there, in that same spot. And he said, "I knew you were coming. The only reason I know all about Ramchandra. The only reason I stayed here is because I knew you were coming." Otherwise, I left already. "But I knew you were coming, therefore I stayed here so I could give you this Krishna thing. Love of God. Now you stay here and give everything away to the devotees. And you stay here and chant." And she did. She stayed there and chanted for the rest of her life and experienced Krishna thing. The devotees are so compassionate, but not on that level. They can't take such risks. Our mind would probably become disturbed in such a situation. Krishna not putting. But the point that Nirantara Namalal is that this is the point that's being made here. We should always realize danger is there at every step. It's not just there with kind of rule. Basically, it's there at every step. The Master Diye Padabala Babam Padam Punya Shomarare. That's the Param. It's there at every step. If we should take shelter of the Lord in one form or another. We have so many ways. Pictures, date is here, Prabhupada's here, the holy name is here, devotees are here, the books are here. We have so much opportunity to take shelter. So much opportunity. When we're wandering off memory lane somewhere. Or wandering on our mobile going God knows where. On the internet, surfing off somewhere. On the web. They call it the web. Caught in the spider's web. Or in the net. Caught in the net. Isn't it? They use these words. It's very catchy. It's very... They're very clever. It's just like Google. Go ogle. You know what ogle means? What does ogle mean? Prabhupada, what's ogle mean?
Can you overload something?
Yeah.
Meditating on enjoying it.
So, yeah, you're completely captivated by it. You're kind of infatuated by it. You're ogling. Go ogle. That's what it means. Come here, my obsessed. Look at me. Yahoo. And when you open your account, it's my Yahoo. My Yahoo. Maya who? You. Maya who is you. It's Maya. Maya who is this ways of trying to keep people in Maya. Television. Tell a lie vision. Tell a lie vision. It's all it is. They're very clever. There's something behind it. Tricking everyone through these different means. Of course, we have to be more clever and try to utilize these things and purify the things. They're always trying to stop him. They have to keep. This is trying to spread Krishna consciousness through various means. Expert. Krishna will give that expertise if we take shelter of him, not just think we can depend upon our karmic plumes. Depend upon Krishna. He can work with Prabhupada's moves. Krishna will work for us. Just trying to tune into Prabhupada's mood. The next verse is wonderful. Oh, my mother, oh, virtuous lady. These are the qualities of great devotees who are freed of all attachment. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment. Very nice, nice sentence. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment. And then the verse which was mentioned. Satam pasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti vidkana rasayana kasam tajoshanarash sabhavarga bhartmani shradaratir bhakti anukramishyati.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of God, it is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. With the association of devotees, I need to go on this subject, we just don't have time to go on so much more. I'll just read a little bit more of this purport from 177. Sorry to send you spinning around the Bhagavatam here. But it's not a bad thing to spin around. It's good to sometimes spin a little bit, as long as it's connected. It's good to spin on Harinam sometimes, as long as you don't lose your connection and fall over or something. Everyone is afraid of his enemy. These are the primary symptoms of material disease. And it is definitely suggested here that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. And as soon as this is affected, the symptoms of the material disease disappear. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect personality of God. And in this statement, the all-perfect personality of God in Krishna is clearly confirmed. The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with man and woman. And love is the only word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Krishna and a living entity. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita. And in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. That's everyone. With whatever body we're in right now, we're all trying to be Purushas, men and women, all trying to be Purush. Everyone's acting, trying to act like a man. But none of us are actually Purush. We're all Prakriti. Unless we understand how to be active Prakriti, we'll never satisfy our Purush mentality. Never be satisfied. That is the unnatural thing. We're all trying to be the controllers, whether male or female. This is their disease. Just like this verse today in Bhagavatam, we're referring to meditation on the Lord, how that's very difficult for the qualities of the past, and we're going on to the service of the Lord, how that we can meditate on the service of the Lord. Because most people's meditation, if you want to call it meditation, the direction of their, say, their attachment is toward material objects. Relative. They have attachment to relatives, attachment to relative objects, etc., etc. You can call it relative. Actually, everything's attached to Krishna. We have to learn that. By engaging through the relative way, in the process of devotional service, Nibbana Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Muchita, is to engage all of these material attachments in the service of Krishna as much as one can. It may only be the fruits of one's work in the beginning, unknowingly or knowingly. Then gradually they become the work. Then it may be consciousness and so on and so forth, the mind and so on. But in the beginning, it may just start with the fruits of the work. But somehow or another, connect those relative attachments to Krishna. Someone, maybe just prasadam, connecting the tongue. It's food, which we're attached to food. Most people are attached to food. It's quite amazing. It's amazing, actually, that we have the whole world, practically everywhere you go, people are attached to food. It's kind of amazing. You know, if you look at it in one sense, it's obvious. But in another sense, it's kind of funny. You're putting these things in your mouth. Why, you know? It's kind of weird. You're eating and you don't get a good taste out of it, and you know, something happens, you get some energy or whatever it is. It's kind of Krishna's arrangement, that's what you can say. We're all looking for pleasure. We're just looking at the relative world instead. So the idea is to purify that, to transform that, so it becomes a little bit spiritualized, Krishnaized. It is. So that's gradually we see Krishna's presence in all of the things that we're doing in our family, in our work, in our happinesses and distresses, that we can begin to feel Krishna under pressure sometimes, that Krishna's there. And then we call out to him when we're under pressure. Actually, every moment we should practice this,
Bhagavad Gita emphasizes it a lot, becoming conscious of Krishna or Him in everything. Bhagavatam helps us to become absorbed in that state of consciousness. We'll read on the purport a little bit more. The Lord is always described as the Paramapurush, supreme male person. Thus the affection between the Lord, a living entity, is something like that between male and female. So if women connect all these things to Krishna, that's the proper business for Prakriti. Nature is meant to serve the supreme. When we say person's nature, it's a description, you could say, of their characteristics, their qualities, their energies, and so on. And the person from whom the nature comes. So the purpose of our existence as Prakriti is to bring pleasure to Krishna. Everything's meant for that purpose. Loving devotional service to the Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about Him. No difference. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between Him and the subject matter heard about Him. Therefore, hearing about Him means immediate contact with Him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. And the transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned before, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association. And the illusory encagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, the living beings, under different categories of life, become illusioned in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of human life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relation with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation between man and man. Because we've all got different isms. Right? And my ism is the right ism. Your ism's not. Your ism's wrong. My ism is right. Their ism is right. Oh, world is full of this. Politically, religiously, socially, economically, gender-wise, generation-wise. The whole world is full of this falsity, this complexity of identifying with this material body as an actual fact, and thus creating all kinds of isms around it. I'm a young man, you're an old man, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm this political party, you're that political party, and so on and so forth. I'm this religion, you're that religion. Your religion's wrong, my religion's right. All these isms are very childish. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed. And real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in so many political situations. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and man, and nation and nation. But at the same time, because of too much attachment for material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conferences cannot bring about peace in society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The foolish politicians may go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years, but they will fail to achieve success. Until we reach the stage of re-establishing our lost relation with Krishna, the illusion of accepting the body of the self will prevail. And thus, fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scripture. And there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experiences of devotees in various places, like Mahaprabhu Mandir. Yes, it is one of those places also. Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Puri. Even in the Kaumudi Dictionary, the synonyms of Krishna are given as the son of Yashoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. The solution is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and thereby one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion, fearfulness. These are practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we should hear with rapt attention, as Sudha Goswami says here in the third chapter. O learned Brahmins, oh, well, it goes on. This Bhagavat Purana, Krishna Svadhamma Pagate, Dharmagadan Divisaha, Kalona Shtapi Shamesha Purana Kodunodikaha. You know this verse, I think. All together. Krishna Svadamu Vartate Dharma Jnana Divisaha Kalona Shtapi Shamesha Purana Kodunodikaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. O learned Brahmin, next verse. When Shukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam in the presence of Emperor Pariksit, I heard him with rapt attention. This is Sukadeva Goswami now speaking. I heard Shukadeva Goswami with rapt attention, and thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from the great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Prabhupada said, one can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Shukadeva Goswami. And he goes on about the professional Bhagavatam reciters. We will not get any benefit from hearing with persons who interpret according to their own material perceptions. It doesn't do any good. Shukadeva Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukadeva because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmin. Shukadeva Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from the great father, his great father. And so also Shukadeva Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he heard it from Shukadeva Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. Sometimes we just hear it kind of just in one ear, out the other. Just slid over it. But one must realize it with proper attention. Go through it carefully. The word Nivishta means that Sudha Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. He drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. His rasa, rasayana kataha, is nectar in rasa. And that rasa, usually we drink it in the mouth. But this one is oral reception. Carefully hearing, carefully hearing. Prabhupada himself said his secret, when the spiritual master pointed out, his secret was he hears attentively. By hearing carefully, he could repeat carefully, preaching Krishna consciousness to others. One should hear, that is the process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Now you can see where the four regulated principles come in. They're the foundation for actually hearing attentively the message of Bhagavatam. They themselves are material, you could say, but they help set the scene. So truly, you could say, the situation we're in, the mind and the senses, when properly engaged in activities of goodness, help facilitate this essential activity of hearing the message of Bhagavatam. Even if we're not, somehow or another, Prabhupada says here, but somehow or another, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Wonderful verses. This is the effect of engaging in devotional service. We may not be so self-controlled, we may not be so advanced, especially in this Kali Yuga, but if somehow or another we can render service to the pure devotee, Shushu Shoshu Dadan Shadasudev Kali Chi, Shyan Mahatsevyavi Kapunyashirtha Shaivi. By rendering service to those great devotees who are freed of all life's great services done, by such service one can develop an affinity for hearing the messages of God.
When that attraction takes place, Shinvatam Sukhitara Krishna, Punya Shravana Jikam, Pranapic Story by the Lee, Pudinoti Sukhitara. The Lord in the heart removes all the vestiges, all the remains of our material attachments, not just the reactions for activities, but the desire for those activities, the tendencies for those activities, etc. It cleanses it from the heart. From our chanting and hearing the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, when we're absorbed 24 hours a day, constantly in devotional service, then the heart not only will know more further unwanted desires enter our consciousness, but those that remain will be purified. It's not just about stopping the desires, it's replacing them with a grander span of art to take a higher taste, and higher taste is devotional service. It's not just a material taste, motiveness, it's transcendental. This is a transcendental movement, and by associating this movement, the path to transcendence begins or is developed. I just finished the purport to today's verse. When there is a sound vibrating, praising the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, however, one is forced to hear. That hearing process enters into the mind, and the practice of yoga is automatically performed. The goal of yoga is to focus our consciousness on the Supreme Personality of God. For example, even a child can hear and derive the benefit of meditating on the pastimes of the Lord simply by listening to a reading from Bhagavatam that describes the Lord as he is going to the pasturing grounds with his cows and friends. And you see that with children. They love to hear about Krishna, don't they? Some of the kids are here, isn't it? Isn't it, guys? You meet these nice Krishnas. You like this little Krishna? Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
Are they good? They're real fun, aren't they, boys? Right? You watch them all. I bet everybody's watched them. Yeah?
Yes.
It's mostly the adults who like to watch them in one sense. You see the adults sat there for hours sometimes watching little Krishna. Oh, put my kids. My kids are doing something else after. Sit down and watch little Krishna. Come on, sit down and watch him. And everybody likes it. I was in one house in France. It was one sparring devotee. And they invited their friends. We did a little program in their house. And their friends were Muslims. Kind of looked interesting program. Anyway, they had the television on. It was in English. Little Krishna. There were no subtitles in French. It was all only English. And all these little Muslim kids were sat around watching. They couldn't get them away from the box. They were just watching little Krishna on the box. They couldn't get their eyes off it, even though they didn't know what it meant. They were just fascinated. They loved it. So clever. And the books, little Krishna book written in a way for kids. It's so important. It's an important way to capture the youngsters' attention or attraction to Krishna at an early age. It's practically the most important thing. Not enough energy is put there. I see here you've got a really good program going on. I don't know much about it, but it looks good. To help the youngsters find an attraction towards Krishna, not by force, but by their own natural attraction. Krishna is all attractive. We just have to, we may not know how that is, but we have to find out. Krishna will give those means for a way and we can help others to see how Krishna is attractive to them. Not all the same. There are different conditions, so the different people, forms of Krishna may be different. They may appear differently or attractive or not attractive. So we have to find ways of attracting everyone to Krishna consciousness. Hearing includes applying the mind. In this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has recommended that one should always engage in chanting and hearing Bhagavad Gita. The Lord also says that the Mahatmas or great souls always engage in the process of chanting the glories of the Lord. Just by hearing, others derive the same benefit. So if we chant and hear, others also derive the benefit of the chanting and hearing. Even if they don't understand it or they don't have an interest in it, they still get benefit. One time when they were saying, Prabhupada, when we go on Harinam Sangirtan, most of the people are atheists. They don't get much, but what benefit do they get, Prabhupada? They're not attracted. Prabhupada said, if you keep on chanting, the atheists will become theists. They will all become theists if they keep chanting, even if they are atheists. Yoga necessitates meditation on the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, whether you're standing, moving, lying down, etc. This is our yoga. meditating on the Lord in His various forms as much as we can. We're trying to keep ourselves fully engaged, hearing, chanting, serving, remembering, worshiping, praying, etc., etc. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
And Krishna Balatam ki
jai.
Any questions or comments? Surely. Questions or comments? Yes, Mahatma Prabhu. We need to associate Mahatmanas. We need to associate. Sevam Dwarva, Hurvi Bhukte, Mohudvarva, Yudhavam, Sanghi Sangam. We have to associate with the Mahatmas. That then the path, liberation is open. If we associate with the non devotees, the Dharatmas, then what happens? Mohudvaram, Yudhavam, Sanghi Sangam. The gate down to hell is open. We need to associate with Mahatmas. Mahatmas. I'm part of driving practice in
action. I got two comments. Number one, this morning I was hearing it actually by Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was saying that if in material world, if somebody thinks happiness is out of question, happiness is only spiritual world and holy name.
Only the holy name?
No, the holy name.
Hello! There is no happiness in this material world.
And second comment was about you. I always remember your opponent, Drama. Durvasan, you were running very fast. Amrish, Maharaj.
The drama.
I was seeing your drama.
The drama that you did about Durvasan.
Oh, Durvasan Muni. You remember Durvasan Muni?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
so fast.
Huh?
So fast.
Running. Well, we had no microphone. It was the opening ceremony of the Radha Giridhari Temple in Varshan. Remember? It was the opening ceremony. And the sound system stopped working.
Nectarian dramatic performance.
Dramatic performance. Yeah, I can mention two things about that. The sound system, I was supposed to be the MC. I was also organizing the drama there. And we did this Durvasan Muni drama, and then the sound system collapsed just as we were about halfway through the Durvasan Muni drama. There was like 800 people sat there in the tent. And so I had to put on my loud voice act. And without a microphone, we had to make everyone hear. So I lost my voice act. I had to hand over the MC to Atmananda Prabhu. But then, anyway, I had no choice. So it was really amazing experience. And the most amazing one I've seen was also in Auckland. It wasn't in the drama, I was watching it. It was a drama, and if any of you know Kripa Sindhu and Markandeya from Malaysia, maybe you've heard of them. Markandeya is quite chubby, and Kripa Sindhu is a little tall and thin, he's very strong. We did this drama, it was the liberation of Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadeva's appearance in the drama. Quite amazing. And actually, we celebrate Hiranyakashipu's appearance because he died at that moment. And it wasn't when Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. Lord Nrisimhadeva didn't appear at dusk, he appeared before. Hiranyakashipu was killed at dusk. So actually, we're celebrating the Tirubhava of Hiranyakashipu. But anyway, through this drama, and the same thing, they're on the stage, you know, the full audience, speaking to the cinema, and the big theater. And on the stage, and suddenly, Nrisimhadeva on the order chasing Hiranyakashipu, and it's quite there, going at like anything, really going for it, brilliant fight there. And suddenly, Hiranyakashipu, he jumped off the stage, he flew off the stage, and he grabbed the audience, and Hiranyakashipu running around, and then he jumped back onto the stage, and Nrisimhadeva just Kripa Sindhu was Nrisimhadeva, but Markandeya, big and chubby, was Hiranyakashipu. And they jumped onto the stage. And I tell you, it was empowered. I've never seen anything like it. It was totally empowered. Suddenly, he took him. He grabbed Hiranyakashipu. And like this, he just lifted him above his head and went, drop in here! And he slammed him on his foot. Ripped him to pieces. Oh. Not this. I wonder if. I was told by one Arisen actor who studied. There was a time, maybe in the early hundreds of years ago, there was this famous actor who participated in this drama of Lord Nrisimhadeva's appearance. He was Lord Nrisimhadeva. And when he put Hiranyakashipu on his lap, he was so much bent apart, he actually ripped his stomach open.
tore up the actual intestine from the Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was dead. The actor was dead. They took him to court. And, you know, those days, there was like, you know, some... just like nowadays, no understanding. They were convinced. Whoever came, the doctors, they were convinced that this person playing the shingle had no idea whatsoever that he did this. And they acquitted him. But he was, they kept him out of drama. That's what he told me. It's not wrong, I'm just passing the event what he said. Anyway, the next time he did eventually get back into drama, so they were very careful what part to give him. It was a Ramayana. So they gave him the part of Dasarat. They made a big mistake. Well, a good mistake. Because he actually dropped dead on the stage. When Ramchandra left, he dropped dead on the stage. That's an action. That's a good one. They lived the part. Lived the part. We're all under Maya, the director, trying to live the part in the drama of the material world. And the more you come under the director's guidelines, the better you play your part. Become a good materialist. The Prabhupada says that these pastimes of Bhagavatam should be enacted in drama, in poetry, in different ways, not just here, in different ways so that people become attractive. And you know that when we see a drama. I remember one drama we did in South Africa, it was Madhavendra Pura's appearance day. This very day, whenever any of the devotees from that South African community, they all say, I never forget that drama we did that time, the Madhavendra Pura's appearance day. Because they got everybody in the audience in the drama, every single person. They're all in the drama. The secret. The drama is very, very powerful. In fact, Maharaj was mentioned, didn't he? He was mentioned in Pundarika Vijayanidhi the other day. And you know, how he went into transcendental ecstasy when he realized, when he heard those wonderful verses of Mukunda, when Mukunda recited those verses about the mercy of the Lord to Putin and so on, and how Pundarika Vijayanidhi just couldn't maintain its external kind of, you know, behavior, whatever you want to call it, anymore. He just flew into mad ecstasy and smashed everything. I was just a visitor to New Varshan then, but they asked us if we could put on this drama, which was rather an unusual drama to put on. This drama of Virada Pandit going, Mukunda to Mukunda. So we did. We did everything. We tried to get it together. I said, we're not going to rehearse this scene. We didn't rehearse it at all. We just heard that the actress. We didn't rehearse it all. I said, but let's just see what happens on the night. We can't do this. It's impossible. Let's see what happens. And it was amazing. On the night, when it came, it was, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Janmashtami, it was some festival. A lot of words, a lot of people. And on the stage, you know, everything was going on. And then when that scene came, when Mukunda recited these verses, it only was sat there. And that night I was playing Kundu. And I don't know what happened, it was incredible. Just suddenly, when he recited those verses, it was gone. I flew across the stage, I flew off the stage, crashed into all the chairs, knocked people flying. Everything was going all over the place. People were shocked. I mean, it was literally almost out of control. Literally, things were being smashed, clothes were ripped, everything was going crazy. Going crazy. And there wasn't a single scratch or a bruise on my body. Sometimes through drama, you really feel these pastimes alive. Really powerful. You've got to really focus on the part. Forget everything else. Meditate on what you're doing. Same thing when you're cooking. Your mind is focused on what you're doing. It's not focused on what people are going to think about it, this, that, everything else. So I'm trying to do this perfectly, worshipping the day. It's not to, you know, thinking that, you know, I hope everyone glorifies me afterwards. It's just for the pleasure of worship. Focusing, chanting all the name, hearing all the time, on the prasad, and whatever it is. Same principle is there. Drama is a wonderful way of capturing people's attention and absorbing ourselves. The whole material world is a drama. you have to transform your Krishna consciousness. That's our life. That's what we do. That's what this movement is.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai,
Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Go Premanandi Srila Prabhupada ki jai, all the assembled Mahatmas, the equivalent of Mahatmas to the females, what's the equivalent? Mahatmis?
Mahatmis.
We're all female by constitution. Any of the kids want a sticker? You're welcome. A lovely smile Jagannath sticker. There you go, guys. You're a big one. Hey, Maduri. Maduri may have been there for that drama. We were playing.